Johns in Westbrook and House again. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Yana. We're back. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the first day of December. You're back too, Yana, right?
I am back. I can't believe 25 days till Christmas.
It's Cyber Monday, woo! Walt Disney Day, and Christmas Lights Day. If you don't have your Christmas lights up by today, you're... Good morning. We're Joe and John. You know this morning. Jury selection starts today in the child abuse trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. He and his wife, school superintendent LaQuetta Small, are accused of emotionally and physically abusing their teenage daughter. Prosecutors say the mayor punched her and beat her with a broom while her mom allegedly used a belt and pulled her by the hair. Both Smalls say they're not guilty. The mayor's trial goes first.
Police in Toms River are asking for help identifying a woman found wandering on Pelican Island. We've got her photo posted right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And a feel-good moment from Cape May County. Middle Township Police put out a fun video to promote their holiday toy drive. It's gone viral. You can check it out now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, chilly today, high around 43. Rain moves in tomorrow.
With Joe and Jana, time now for Jana's Fangirl update.
Well, Jelly Roll is giving big props to his wife, Bunny XO, who spent her Thanksgiving morning giving back in a huge way, supporting women and kids affected by domestic violence, something she's been open about surviving herself for a really long time. She handed out meals and care packages, too. She was trying to remind everyone how much community matters. You can take a look at Jelly Roll's Thanksgiving right now, catcountry1073.com. Jason and Brittany Aldean just wrapped up a major glow-up on their Bahamas beach house. They swapped out the old blue vibe for a clean white and gold aesthetic. It looks straight out of like a luxe travel magazine or something. They added these gorgeous fringe chandeliers. The real star, though, I gotta say, after looking at the pictures, it's still that insane ocean view. Big tropical energy. It is a big upgrade, though. You can check it out for yourself right now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Friends like that, that's John Morgan and Jason Aldean. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. It's the first day of December. Hard to believe December is here, but like...
I can't believe it.
Like the old saying, when November is over, it's December. So,
well, yeah. That, this is true.
Coming up at 7:20 this morning, tell us about your Thanksgiving mishap. Jana hosted her very first ever Thanksgiving.
I did, all by my lonesome.
We'll find out what happened at her place. We want to know what happened at yours. What went wrong Thanksgiving? We're looking for funny answers, not Nana died.
Right. Don't bring us down. Nothing like that
Something
happened.
That might put a smile on her face.
Yeah.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. And speaking of messages on our app, I came in this morning to find this message to us from Susan in Leeds Point. I listened all day Thursday and was very disappointed. I didn't hear a single Thanksgiving song.
There's Thanksgiving songs?
That's what I thought.
I'm new to this.
So I Googled it, and here's what I did find.
I want to hear some gobble, make the booty wobble.
Hey!
Potatoes, gravy, sipping on a bottle, booty wobble.
So we're going to immediately plan 360 days ahead and put that in the playlist for next Thanksgiving. We'll be playing it every year. And John, we've got a fabulous trip. We'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see Luke Combs, airfare, hotel, $500 spending money, and concert tickets all included. To win five times each and every day, listen for your chance to win at 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. Luke Combs in Vegas again. First chance to win is at 8:20. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Chuck lives in Dennisville, and he sends us the joke for news this morning.
Chuck, thank you so much, buddy.
Two priests decided they need a break, so they booked a vacation to sunny Hawaii. Wanting to fully relax and go incognito, they made a promise. No collars, no black suits, nothing that screams clergy.
Okay.
As soon as they landed, they hit a local shop and stocked up on the wildest tourist gear they could find. Neon shirts, loud floral shorts, flip-flops, oversized sunglasses, straw hats. They look like walking postcards. The next morning, they strolled down to the beach, drinks in hand, soaking up the sun and enjoying the freedom of anonymity. That's when a gorgeous blonde in a tiny bikini walked by, gave them a sweet smile and said, "Good morning, Father. Good morning, Father." She nodded to each of them and kept walking, calm as can be. The priests stared at each other, stunned. How could she know? Determined to be unrecognizable, they doubled down. The next day, they returned to the store and bought even wilder outfits. Feeling completely uncovered, they headed back to the beach, confident no one would suspect a thing. Right on cue, the same blonde appeared, this time in an even skimpier bikini. She walked right up, smiled again, and said, "Good morning, Father. Good morning, Father."
Oh, my gosh.
One of the priests jumped up. "All right, young lady. We give up. We're priests, but how on earth did she know? Did you know?" She laughed, leaned in, and said, "Oh, come on, Father. It's me, Sister Angela." It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Back with you after a long weekend. We want to know what happened at your Thanksgiving. Was there something that went horribly funny wrong?
Was it eventful? Mine was.
609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We want to hear about your Thanksgiving mishap, and we'll recap them coming up at 7:20 this morning. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
China, parents of a 16-year-old reported what they thought was a kidnapping after she'd gone missing. The shaken parents said the alleged kidnapper had sent a text to the girl's cousin demanding thousands of dollars in cash and an iPhone as ransom. But police became suspicious when the cousin received another text message pushing for the iPhone, but reducing the cash demand to under $100 U.S. Officers arranged a meeting place with the alleged kidnappers, but were instead met by the 16-year-old who admitted she had orchestrated the hoax because her parents would not buy her an iPhone.
Wow.
Just like America.
Wow.
Well, back with you as we get back into the regular swing of things. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Was there a Thanksgiving mishap at your house? We're talking of funny Thanksgiving mishaps. Not the fact that Nana died right in the middle of dinner. We want the funny stuff. What went wrong at Thanksgiving? Let us know, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Good morning. We're Joe. You need to know this morning. Jury selection starts today in the child abuse trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. He and his wife, school superintendent LaQuetta Small, are accused of emotionally and physically abusing their teenage daughter. Prosecutors say the mayor punched her and beat her with a broom while her mom allegedly used a belt and pulled her by the hair. Both Smalls say they're not guilty. The mayor's trial goes first.
Police in Toms River are asking for help identifying a woman found wandering on Pelican Island. We've got her photo posted right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And a feel-good moment from Cape May County. Middle Township Police put out a fun video to promote their holiday toy drive. It's gone viral. You can check it out now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, chilly today, high around 43. Rain moves in tomorrow.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
And here we go.
Happy birthday to Diana Tarvis of Smithville.
Happy birthday.
Joe Walton of South Dennis is 52. Ken Taylor of West Cape May, 55. Happy birthday, Ken. Happy birthday to Stacy Werfel of Millville. Stacy is 49. Gail Brown of Germania is 66 today. Happy birthday, Gail.
Happy birthday, Gail.
Can't wait till next year.
I know, right?
When she'll be...
Six, seven.
Dara Shin of Pittsgrove is 49 today. Happy birthday, Dara. Or is it Dara? I don't know how to pronounce
it.
I guess Dara, probably. And Helene Grossman of Villas celebrates today. Happy birthday, Helene. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes birthdays. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Gail Brown of Germania. Woo! Gail Brown is 66 today. Ask me again, Gail. I'll knock you down. Somebody like you. That's Keith Urban. Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone. It was the first ever Thanksgiving at Jonna's place.
Yes, it was.
Our question of the day this morning, what was your Thanksgiving mishap? We're looking for the funny ones, not the fact that Nana keeled over and died.
Please don't bring us down.
No sad stories.
Please.
What happened? What went wrong at your Thanksgiving? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app, and we'll start with you.
Start with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, we should mention that for 17 weeks before Thanksgiving, you asked me a question every day about how much of this should I make? How many pounds of green bean casserole? Is three pounds enough? And people will eat four green beans.
Yeah. I made 2 pounds of everything. Turns out it was a lot.
2 pounds more than you needed of everything.
I had 11 people at my mom's. It was the first time
hosting. Oh, it wasn't at your place.
It wasn't at the condo. I had hosted people at my mom's. My mom was away. So I had my own little joint.
Does your mom know that you had Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Okay. She knows everybody there. It's fine. So it was a lot of fun. But I didn't know how it was going to turn out. So first of all, I outsourced two meals.
What does that mean?
Or two sides.
What do you mean outdoors?
Two sides.
Oh, you mean you bought them at the store?
No, like, I got them catered. I would never buy. I got them catered from like a place. Like, yeah.
It's Thanksgiving. Why are you paying to have somebody make
sign dishes? Because I was nervous. I didn't know if I was going to get anything. I was nervous. So I just planned ahead.
So how much does a cater cost to make? What did you get from the caterer?
The green beans, because I was unsure. And
how much did you pay to have somebody make green beans for you?
And cannolis and like desserts and stuff.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah.
No, you actually had a caterer make your cannoli. You didn't go to the cannoli store?
No, I had the catering. I had the, it's near my mom's. It's a place called Botto's. It's really good.
It's just a store.
No, it's like a catering, like, I don't know how to explain it. What do you mean?
It seems
like. It's not like ShopRite.
It seems like if you're going to call it.
Or Target.
It seems like if you would call it a cater rather than a store, you're going to pay three times the amount.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I did pay.
Let's start with the green beans.
Okay.
You got how many pounds of green beans?
Two.
Green bean casserole. And how much did you pay for 2 pounds of green bean casserole?
I think I paid like 20-something.
So it was a store. It wasn't a caterer.
No, it was. It was. They're not. It's not a store. It's okay. Like, yeah, I can't explain it. Anyway, so I get there. I get to the thing. I walk in, right? And I tell them, okay, oh, I have an order for. I give them my name, whatever. They go back. This was Thanksgiving Eve, okay? They go back. They bring out my thing. They drop it on the floor. They dropped it all on
the floor. Did you get half off?
I already paid for it. I paid for it online. Note to self, don't ever pay for it online.
So did they give you new stuff?
They did. They went back. They gave me new stuff. They gave me like heating instructions for the next day.
I would have said, I really don't like these people. How about if I pay half and you just give me that?
Oh my gosh.
That's what I would have said.
Oh my gosh. No, first of all, loved everybody that was on my Thanksgiving. So they dropped everything on the floor. So I know how this is going to go. Okay. So then I got home and everything was fine, whatever. So then Thanksgiving comes. Okay. So, first of all, I go get coffee in the morning, okay? My mom lives near a jug handle. Okay. So there's nobody on the road yet because I went at 7:30 in the morning because I woke up really early. I go get my coffee. I'm coming around the jug handle. Somebody cuts me off. My coffee goes flying all over my car. Mm. I had to clean that up when I got home. Mm. Then we start cooking, okay? We don't know what the deal is. Have you ever spatchcocked a turkey?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so we like broke the breastbone.
This is a family show.
We took the backbone out. We spatchcocked a turkey. It was actually delicious. What I didn't know was that smoke was going to fill my mom's entire house because I guess something was dripping on the bottom. She didn't clean it. I didn't even think to like clean
it. Don't blame it on your mom.
There was something, a burn.
There's
at
something
the bottom.
Dripping. It's you.
So then, no. So then I called her. I was like, hey, so your oven is like making the entire house smoke. Like, what's the deal? She goes, oh yeah, there's something burnt down there. I knew that. I forgot to tell you. Just put like foil under it or something. I was like, are you serious? So that happened. So anyway, it ended up being delicious. Mm. It was great. Then we pick up the dogs later that night and they got into the leftover mac and cheese.
Ew.
Yeah. So they ate that. And then I don't know
what do you
why.
Mean they got into it. Isn't it in the refrigerator by this point?
I guess it wasn't. It was on the counter. Well,
you should throw it away.
I don't know.
You
should have
thrown it away.
Now,
I mean, before the dogs got into
well,
it.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Just leave food out unrefrigerated on Thanksgiving.
Well, I didn't.
Obviously, you did.
Wait, first of all, I didn't eat a lot. I guess because I was like cooking and doing
nothing. What does that have to do with
anything? So I wanted to leave a little bit out so I could like make myself a bowl or something later.
But it'll go bad. Salmonella.
Joe, I had it on Sterno's. What do you mean? I had all my food on Sterno's. Like, everybody did buffet style, and then we sat and we prayed. It was great. So anyway, so there were a couple of mishaps.
Thanks for throwing in that you prayed, because we were all worried at this point.
Thanksgiving, first of all. Well, the worst part was the house kept filling with smoke, so even though we spatchcocked the turkey. It was freezing. It was freezing in the house because we had to keep all the windows open and stuff because it kept smoking, and it was the worst. But it was really delicious. The turkey was great, so.
Did the smoke alarms go off?
No.
Oh, then it's not that bad.
It would have went off, but my boyfriend was on top of it. He's a firefighter. We opened all the doors and windows. We're good to go. We were good to go. We're fine. Everything's fine. We're fine.
I don't know what the Thanksgiving mishap was. other than it was just a usual Zana day.
It was chaotic, and then the house filled with smoke, and I had people coming.
Rachel from Egg Harbor Township.
And they dropped my catering order on the floor.
Rachel from Egg Harbor Township, Thanksgiving mishaps. We were hanging out when we looked over into our backyard and saw an elderly lady coming up to our house. No clue who she was. We walked up to Ren and asked her who she was, and she was really confused on who we were. She went to the wrong house. She meant to go next door, but we still let her park in our place.
That's funny. That's funny.
Let's see. What else do we got? Victoria, oh my God, almost choked on the Papa piece of the turkey.
Oh, no.
But tickets to see Michael Bublé is bringing his Christmas show this year to Caesars in Atlantic City. And that will be a week from Friday, I think. Yeah, the 12th.
Nice.
So we have your tickets for Michael Bublé coming up on trivia in just a few minutes here. We're talking about Thanksgiving mishaps, and I mentioned that Victoria said she almost choked on the Papa piece of the turkey. You don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
In some turkeys that you buy at the grocery store, they have a little Papa, almost a Papa thermometer. It's kind of a dummy thing to tell you when your turkey is done.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait.
But I would never, ever
use
that.
Maybe that is. It's the thing that you like. It kind of looks like the peg thing from the game that they play at Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Those are golf tees is what those are called.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah.
But yes, it pops out.
It looks
out
like that. Yes.
But I would, again, in my cooking turkey history, never trust that.
We
always
had
use
a thermometer
meat
that we like put in the leg and then the breast, and then it like was outside of the oven, and like you could see. That's what we used.
Yeah. With Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. First of all, I need to correct something. I said Michael Bublé will be at Caesars a week from Friday with his Christmas show. Actually, the Christmas show with Michael Bublé music is going to be there, but without Michael Bublé. It's the Michael Bublé experience.
Yes.
Apparently, when you become so big in the Christmas area, you can have a concert without yourself being there.
Still cool.
It's actually a really good show. Yeah. It's the Michael Bublé experience. It's at Caesars. It's a week from Friday. We've got two tickets for the show for you when you win trivia this morning. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. Kids in the United States of America were questioned, what's the thing their parents should be doing more often? What should your parents be doing more often? This was the number one answer. Making babies was not the
answer.
Kids in the United States were questioned, what's the thing your parents should be doing more often? This was far and away the number one most popular answer. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Up for grabs today, two tickets to see the Michael Bublé experience, a very Bublé Christmas at Caesars Atlantic City, Friday, December 12th. It's all the music of Michael Bublé without Michael Bublé.
Without Michael Bublé.
Apparently it's a big show though. Kids in the U.S. were questioned, what's the number one thing their parents should be doing more often? This was the number one answer.
Yeah.
Hi, Cat Country. I don't know. Phone's not working. 609-383-107. It's Cat Country 107.3. Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, two tickets to see the Michael Bublé experience coming to Caesars in Atlantic City just in time for Christmas.
Nice, nice.
A week from Friday. Here's the question. Kids in the USA were questioned.
Yeah.
What's the thing mom and dad should be doing more often? This was by far and away the number one answer. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Family time.
No, that's not it.
Thank you.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is the answer cooking food?
No, that's not it. Thank
Make
you.
Me dinner. No more takeout.
Mom and dad, we're hungry. What's the number one thing parents should be doing more often, according to their kids?
Hi, is it take time off of work?
Take time off of work. No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good. What's your answer?
Is it take more vacations?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it listen to them?
Listen to them. No, that's not it. Thank you. All right, we have time for maybe three more.
Okay.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Stop stressing.
No, that's
Stop
not
stressing.
It. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, the hug.
Hug. Aww. No,
Aww.
That's not it. Thank you. That's it. I guess that's it. No one else can come up with anything.
No one got it today. Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's hang out with your friends. Leave us alone.
Leave.
Yeah.
Kids in the United States were asked the question, what should mom and dad be doing more of? No one was anywhere close. The answer was, I don't know what these kids are learning. Mom and dad should recycle more.
Nuh-uh. That is not what they said.
That's the number one answer.
What on God's green earth?
You know, kids, recycling, where the recycles go, it's just a different garbage dump.
That's,
nothing gets recycled.
That's hysterical. Not hysterical. Okay,
Kids in the U.S. were asked, what should mom and dad be doing more of? The answer was
not
recycling.
That they shouldn't be recycling. I'm just saying that's what they say.
Mom and dad should recycle more.
I can list about 7 things I should be doing more.
Cat Country 107 points. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are 3 things you need to know this morning. Jury selection starts today in the child abuse trial of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. He and his wife, school superintendent LaQuetta Small, are accused of emotionally and physically abusing their teenage daughter. Prosecutors say the mayor punched her and beat her with a broom while her mom allegedly used a belt and pulled her by the hair. Both Smalls say they're not guilty. The mayor's trial goes first.
Police in Toms River are asking for help identifying a woman found wandering on Pelican Island. We've got her photo posted right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And a feel-good moment from Cape May County. Middle Township Police put out a fun video to promote their holiday toy drive. It's gone viral. You can check it out now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, chilly today, high around 43. Rain moves in tomorrow.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, let's do it.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, turkey's thawed. 4 or 5 days late.
But right, seriously.
Number 2, pardoned turkey was just friends with Jeffrey Epstein, only visited the island a couple dozen times.
Oh.
Number 3, happy deleting emails from every freaking store you've ever purchased anything from weekend.
Yep.
Number 4, Thanksgiving was fun. I'm the drunk aunt now.
Yeah.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. I didn't go to a corn maze for Halloween, but I did try to find pumpkin pie ingredients for Thanksgiving at my grocery store after they rearranged all the aisles. Yeah,
that's
where
funny.
Is that? Where is that? Those are my favorite tweets. From Austin, we go to Las Vegas. That's the place we'd like to send you to see country superstar Luke Combs. We got a fabulous trip for you. Includes airfare for 2, hotel, $500 in spending money, and tickets to see Luke Combs in concert in Vegas. To win the trip, listen 5 times every weekday, 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. At each of those times, we give you a code. You take the code to the Cat Country 107.3 app, pop it up, pop it open, and type in the Luke Combs code where it says Luke Combs. Here's your first Luke Combs code of the day.
All right, here we go.
337.
337, that's the code that you need right now. 337, pop open the app, click on that Luke Combs button, type it in, 337. Just as your next code at 10:20 this morning, 337.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We had a great time at Turkey Bowling. Thanks to everybody who came out and bowled turkeys with us.
It was a great day.
Checking TikTok, we had a video of ours that went viral on TikTok over the Thanksgiving holiday.
We did.
And I also found this on TikTok, which I found to be mildly disturbing.
Great.
Take a listen.
This has been bugging me for days. My boyfriend and I were just in a wedding. I was a bridesmaid. He was a groomsman. The next morning, we drive to McDonald's and he gets me a hash brown. I ask for buffalo sauce and he informs me that most people don't get sauces with hash browns. Is that true?
You know what I found disturbing about that, Jana?
That it's an issue?
Nothing about the sauce. The fact that she pronounced hash browns, hash browns. Hash browns.
Hash brown. Put the accent on the browns rather than hash browns.
Who says hash browns?
Hash browns.
Make me some hash browns.
Yeah, like no, that, hash browns.
Like that's somebody's name.
It's
hash browns.
Hash brown. Hash brown. Yeah.
Thank you.